Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Does it make sense to buy an ultra-portable notebook computer? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Electronics company Asus says it shipped more than 700,000 EPCs during the first quarter of 2008 and predicts sales of at least 1.2 million more of the ultra-portable computers during the second quarter. A new model with a 9-inch display goes on sale today and comes with either the Linux or Windows operating systems. The EPC is one of a growing number of very small computers, including the HP MiniNote and the EverX Cloudbook. Julio Ojeda Zapata of the St. Paul Pioneer Press has been testing the 7-inch EPC model, which is about the size of an average hardcover book. His 2-pound machine included the Linux operating system, Firefox browser, and other basic software.
Well, I liked that I could flip up the lid and immediately get productive in Firefox. I could install all my favorite little add-ons called extensions, which do all kinds of things, just as I do on all my other computers. Skype, the voice over internet application, was loaded on there, so I could immediately make voice calls. It had Open Office software, which is kind of a free version of Microsoft Office. I could, get right to work on the device up to a point. Somebody that's just buying it at a Target or Best Buy would have tools on there that would make them productive right from the start.
What about the machine's limitations? Certainly, it can't be as good as a full-size notebook computer.
I kept running into these nagging little problems that sort of diminished my enthusiasm for the device. Number one, very cramped keyboard. You have to sort of hunt and peck, and so if you're planning to do some hardcore writing, you know, forget it. Very underpowered. I tried pulling up Hulu, which is a website where you can watch TV programs in their entirety. The device appeared to be so underpowered that the video just wouldn't play smoothly, you know, so forget watching streaming video on the internet. I had trouble getting the device to connect to certain wireless networks. It's a bit of a struggle to achieve a wireless connection.
Who should consider owning a machine like this?
Well, this is a second computer. I mean, you presumably have a full-fledged computer, but then you're hitting the road and you need a highly portable device. You can flip open to check email periodically, you know, perhaps make a voice call, do some light word processing. That's fine. It occurred to me that this would be a great first computer for kids because they would be able to better handle that tiny keyboard and they wouldn't be as demanding as an adult with what the computer can do. The storage in the device is solid state. There are no moving parts, no mechanical hard drive. It's very rugged in that sense, and that's why it occurred to me, you know, good computer for kids who might drop it. You could conceivably drop this thing and not damage it.
Julio Ojeda Zapata writes about technology for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. That 9-inch EPC sells for $549, while the 7-inch model usually goes for about $400. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.